Hi, I'm Yudi Bunyamin, and welcome to The Neumann Talk, a podcast where I meet past winners of the Australian Mathematical Society's B.H. Neumann Prize to learn about their journeys through the world of mathematics. Almost all Neumann Talks are about a research project that the winner did during their time as a student. Unsurprisingly, many Neumann winners go on to pursue careers in academia, and among those who don't, many of them go on to positions in industry which are quite research-focused. In this episode, we're going to take some time to explain the typical pathway into a career in academia after finishing a PhD. After completing a PhD, you can apply for an academic position at a university. However, a common first step into academia is to take up a postdoctoral position, commonly known as a postdoc. A postdoc is a temporary research position at a university or other research institution where you do research as part of a research group under the guidance of a mentor, and it's meant to further develop your research abilities and experience. The length of a postdoc contract varies depending on the institution, the funding, and various other factors, but generally these positions last for about 2 to 3 years. After doing one or more postdocs, if you wish to pursue a further career in academia, you then typically go for a full-time position as an academic at a university or other research institution. In Australia, academic staff are mainly divided into several levels, ranked based on experience, academic achievements, and other policies set by the institution. As the academic gains more experience, they may be promoted to senior lecturer, and then to associate professor, and finally to professor. So what do academics actually do? Traditionally, the responsibilities of an academic can be categorized into three aspects, which are teaching, engagement, and research. Most academics are expected to split their time between the three, but there are also many academics who are hired to focus on just one or two of these aspects. Teaching includes preparing and delivering lectures and tutorials, and developing and coordinating courses and programs. Courses and programs are regularly updated. For many academics, teaching is a large component of their daily work during the part of the year when there are lectures. Engagement refers to the community outreach that an academic does, including holding seminars, organizing conferences, or carrying out activities that stimulate the public's interest in their field. Finally, we have the research. Academics may work within a research group from within or outside their home institution, and they may be supervising research students and postdocs. Academics are typically expected to conduct original research and to communicate the findings from their research by presenting at seminars or conferences, and in a written report, which is what we usually call a paper. Papers are submitted to journals in the hopes of being published in that journal. When we talk about journals here, we're referring to discipline-specific academic journals, which are collections of officially recognized scholarly publications. They serve as transparent resources of knowledge for the world, and are platforms where researchers can introduce their new research for discussion while critiquing existing research. Getting a research paper published in a journal requires a few steps. Firstly, you have to choose which journal to send your research results to. There are several tiers of journals, and some are much more prestigious than others. After submitting your paper to a journal, the paper will be reviewed by the journal's editors and also peer-reviewed, which means its content will be examined by referees who are relevant experts in the field. The paper will be assessed on its quality, accuracy, and suitability with the scope of the journal. Each referee makes a recommendation to the editor on whether or not the paper is correct and whether it's suitable for publication in that journal. Obviously, not all research papers get accepted for publication. If a paper gets rejected from a journal, it does not necessarily mean that the research is bad, but it could mean that the writing is not up to par, or that the paper is simply not a good fit for the journal. If your paper gets rejected, you will usually resubmit it to a different journal after rewriting it and making some improvements. Waiting for a publication to be accepted by a journal might take quite a while, usually several months and sometimes even years. In the meantime, people might opt to publish their findings publicly on a platform which is typically known as the archive. Releasing one's findings on such platforms allows others to read and benefit from the findings even before they're published in a journal. Many research projects require or can benefit greatly from some additional funding. so many academics spent considerable time trying to secure funding for their research activities. These funds are usually procured through grants from the university, the government, or even private entities. In mathematics research, these funds are typically used to hire staff, including postdocs, to purchase additional research equipment, and to help finance research-related travel. This includes visiting collaborators and attending conferences. Attending conferences is a vital part of the research life of a researcher, allowing people to share recent results and ideas, and to meet potential collaborators. A researcher might hope to travel to attend a few conferences in a year, but also attend regular research seminars at their home institution or somewhere nearby. Also, COVID-19 has led to a rise in the number of online seminars and conferences, which are less expensive and more accessible to people all over the world. This episode was produced by Andrew William, Kevin Limanta, and myself. Thanks also to Diana Coombe for helping with this episode. We'll be back with more interviews in early January. The Neumann Talk is a podcast produced by students and staff from the School of Mathematics and Statistics at UNSW Sydney and hosted by me, Yudi Bunyamin. Follow UNSW Maths and Stats on Facebook or Instagram to see updates on the latest episodes, as well as other exciting news from our school. If you've been listening to our podcast, then we'd love to hear from you. Send me a tweet or a message on Twitter at @UD_Bunyamin. Let us know who you are and if there's something one of the winners talked about that really resonated with you, or even if you have any questions about mathematics of your own.